ABC Radio Australia.
Now, concrete action plans and tangible steps is the call from UNICEF to ensure all children in the Pacific are protected from violence, abuse, as well as neglect. The Pacific is prioritising stronger child protection systems, and together with the Pacific Island Forum and UNICEF, its upcoming summit will provide a crucial platform to bring these initiatives to life. So joining us this morning to speak more on this is UNICEF's Pacific's Child Protection Specialist, Tale Tama. With that, I say Bula Tale, and welcome to the show.
Bula Vinaka Agi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Look, I must say, how is this summit maybe different from the many other child conference and summits before it?
Thank you, Agi. So we're very excited to be partnering for the first time with the Pacific Islands Forum. And this really is an opportunity to bring all the stakeholders, and we recognize that when it comes to child protection and child well-being, there are many players that are part of the community, that are part of our Pacific Village. And so this is, for the first time, an opportunity for us to come together as a region, as a collective, to exchange ideas between our leaders, interact with Pacific experts, but also dialogue directly with representatives from church groups, culture, but also other players that provide direct support to children and their families.
Tale, you know, the unfortunate truth is that violence, abuse, and as I said in the intro, even neglect is quite rife in the Pacific. I'm wondering just how many children or numbers or statistics are actually being abused in the Pacific, I mean, that we know of.
That's right. Thanks, Aggie. So while we recognize that there is a lot that's happening in the region, the reality is a lot of our children are still facing very difficult circumstances. And so if we think about the population in the Pacific, about 40% of the Pacific is under 18, and so are children. And a lot of them on a daily basis are facing difficult situations. And so according to some of the recent surveys that we've conducted, in some countries, it's as high as up to 80% of children that face violence and abuse and neglect. And so we're very concerned, and this is one of the core reasons why we're elevating these issues and to have a dedicated opportunity, a dedicated platform to bring leaders together.
Yeah, those numbers are quite shocking. Tale, if we look at the current systems and even the processes, because of course this is why you're probably having the summit, I mean, are the current system processes failing our children?
We recognize that our countries are also faced with new and emerging issues, and our families and our communities in the Pacific, there's a lot that's happening and a lot that's changing. So if we're looking, for example, at issues like the labor mobility schemes, while they do provide economic opportunities, the reality is a lot of our children are separated from their parents, from their caregivers. And this puts a strain not only on the family support system, the care and supervision of children, but it also puts a strain on the systems. So while our governments have laws and policies and services in place, the reality is we need to work together. It's something that our governments cannot do alone. We need our churches to come in. We need our NGO partners to come in and provide that support, and also development partners like ourselves. So it really is a collaborative effort. And this is one of the reasons also why we're in providing this opportunity and this platform at the regional level.
You know, I was asking about whether or not the current systems and processes were failing our children, but then you started talking about solutions. I mean, what are the solutions that are needed in this type of situation?
Thanks, Aggie. We are calling on all the partners to recognize that each of us play a key role, and this is from the community up to national level. At the community level, we recognize that some of the parents are also struggling. And so while our families and communities are navigating some of these new challenges, there's also a need for expertise, skills, upskilling, tools and strategies also for our community, but also up to the national level. And so at UNICEF, this is one of the areas that we're really trying to focus strongly on in terms of working collaboratively, recognizing that there are some players that are closer to children than we are. So in a lot of our communities, we know that the churches play a key role. And so investing in churches, investing in these community protection mechanisms, while at the same time also working with our government partners to ensure that we're putting in place not only laws and policies, but we're having the relevant targeted interventions that our children need across the region.
Mm. Does that mean we need to look and see where focus needs to be, done better? I mean, is it all about good practices versus maybe good leadership? What do you say on that?
I think it's both good practices and good leadership. At the end of the day, it also takes political will and political commitment from our leaders. And that's at the national level, but also at the regional level. I mean, as the Pacific, and we really need to come together and recognize that a lot of our efforts, a lot of it also is happening in silos. There is a need for us to come together, to convene more, to talanoa more, to dialogue more around what practical steps we can do, while at the same time recognizing that some people are already doing the good work. It's just a matter of us coming together and tapping into that and ensuring that we are working together at all levels of society.
Yeah. Mm. Dale, when someone is listening into this, you know, we often cover these stories around, you know, abuse towards children. And often I think the question really is just why? Why is there such a high, like you say, 80%, why is there just such a high number of abuse like this happening to our kids in the Pacific itself?
Mm. According to what we are seeing, there's multiple factors that's affecting, again, situation of families. And a lot of these families are also going through difficult circumstances, high rates of poverty, violence, separation between parents. And a lot of it is what contributes to the way parents are also reacting or responding and raising their families. So if I may go back to issues around separation, while we have one parent here and one parent abroad, the truth of the matter is a lot of the strain in the care is on the one parent that's left behind. And if that parent is not provided with the support, with the knowledge, with the skills and the tools, but also the family around this one parent to take care of his or her child, there's going to be impacts on the child, not only from a developmental point of view, but also in terms of if we're looking at how it affects a child's education, has an impact on that. It has an impact also on their health, mental and emotional well-being. So what we're seeing is that in order to address the issue of violence, we have to address it across many sectors and as a community as a whole.
Thank you for that, Dale. I know this conversation sometimes can be often hard, to talk about things like this, especially about abuse towards children. Would love to know then, what are you looking at as in the main agenda, though, at next week's summit?
Thanks, Aggie. So for the summit next week, we are focusing on three main topics, and it's really recognizing that we have to build or strengthen our Pacific families. So strong families and communities, working with the churches, working with faith, but also really understanding Pacific challenges and looking at how we work together. And this is also including investment. And investment is key. Investment of time, investment of finances at the community level, but also investment really for our leaders at the top to make that decision, because it's not only the right thing to do, but it's also economically, it's the wise thing to do.